Alien bases. It's been happening slowly over the years, but it's been picking up steam in the last few. In case you're wondering, what I'm talking about is the fact we seem to be finding evidence of alien bases in different parts of our solar system. There is still a lot of places in the solar system we have not explored, so we don't know what we might find when we get to them. The first indication of an off-world alien base came about when photos which were taken by the Apollo 15 by NASA showed what looked like a base. When the photos were first developed, the person developing them was doing so on a rather secret installation, but when another person who is acting like a messenger from the military walked in, the photo developer asked him if he wanted to see bases on the moon and showed him the pictures. He has testified about seeing these photos quite a few times. It is important to note the shape of the base which is said to be on the moon seems to look like something out of Star Wars when they had the circular shapes which were on their edge. Of course, the shape is hard to see because the photo was taken so far away and you can only enlarge these things so much. The base is said to exist on the far side of the moon, the side that faces away from the Earth. This is the side the Americans are talking about building a base on. But instead of building a base, could they merely be taking over an ancient one which is already built? Phobos is one of the two moons of Mars. It turns out there is no denying the fact a huge monument which could be a base is on the tiny moon photos. Buzz Aldrin, one of the astronauts who went to the moon, has said, "When people find out about that, they are going to say, 'Who put that there?' If anybody should know something is real, it certainly should be one of the astronauts who have incredible training in the sciences. The monolith is about 300 feet tall and everything else around it is flat and lifeless. One is struck by the fact it seems so out of place. The model itself seems to be the shape of many of the skyscrapers we built. If it is a building, one has to wonder who put it there, and why. It certainly seems to be in the wrong place to be useful. But maybe it is some sort of control tower for a landing area." The sighting of alien bases doesn't seem to be confined to moons or planets. People who follow UFOs got very excited when it was claimed an alien base was found on the asteroid Eros. Eros is in the category of a larger asteroid. It is about 10.5 miles in diameter, which could be large enough to build a base on. The base was said to have been found on NASA photographs when photos of Eros were examined. It seems to be composed of two buildings which cast quite a large shadow. If we were to examine every asteroid in the asteroid belt, we would find we would have to examine almost 2 million. This would be a daunting task indeed. Even if we eliminated ones we believed were too small, we still would have far too many to have to examine. The asteroid belt is a good place to put a base if you want to hide it. Saturn has a lot of moons, and scientists are especially interested in some of them in the search for life. Eaptus is the moon where a structure said to be about 3 miles in length was discovered on this, the third largest moon of Saturn. Charges are being leveled against NASA by an investigator who claims the area where he saw the structure is now being blurred out in all of NASA's photographs. This certainly is contrary to the hopes of many people who believe the government is getting a lot more liberal about UFOs and is about to tell us they exist and they are alien. It would seem to me if they did block out a base in a photo, they are not going to come out with any useful alien-type information in the near future. What I find specifically interesting about the structure is it looks similar to one I saw in a moon photo. It is beginning to look as if there are alien bases throughout the solar system. If this is true, why wouldn't there be alien bases on Earth? Wait a second, there are UFO investigators who claim bases exist, such as one off of the coast of Catalina Island under the water and another in a volcano in Mexico. In both these places, numerous UFOs have been seen appearing and disappearing. Let's not forget the often talked about underground base at Dallas, which is near the border of New Mexico and Colorado and is said to be a site where aliens clashed with humans and wiped most of them out. The aliens were said to be greys. If we get into this a little deeper, we started hearing about evidence proving there are all sorts of ruins scattered across the moon, such as towers, buildings and even domes, the remains of which show these domes were placed over craters and were composed of materials from the moon and fused into glass. If you want to know more about this, you can do a Google search and a lot of material will come up. This leaves a lot of questions, and I believe the main one is if there are ruins on the moon where the structures originally built by humans, which would mean we might have been around millions of years ago. Maybe there was a race before us on the Earth who are intelligent and built them. If neither of these two cases are true, and they were built by aliens, why did they let them get destroyed? Could an alien race which had been here millions of years ago have been wiped out before we came on the scene? It's probably possible. Nothing lasts forever, and we ourselves might not be around long into the future, or at least have evolved into something else where our needs have changed. It's an interesting question, and NASA may already know the answer and is keeping it secret.